Gemara the Bam Yud Aleph and Beis in Maseches Yuma quotes a brisa. Beis Hakneses Sheishma Beis Dira Lechazan Hakneses Chayiv Mezuzah Sheimba Beis Dira Meir Mechayiv Chachamim Potrim. Brisa says that what the two cases. The first case is really the exceptional case, and the second case is the standard case. The second case is you have a Beis HaKnesses, no one lives there, it's just a Beis HaKnesses. What's the din at the Machlokas HaTana? The mayor says the Beis HaKnesses is chayav mezuzah. Chachavim said that Beis HaKnesses is pater from mezuzah. That's the safe of the Brais. The Reish the Brais is, well, even the Chachavim agree that you're chayav if the Beis Dira Lachazan HaKnesses, if the Shamas lives in the shul, a Shamas has a room in the shul where he lives, so then you are chayav. So the Gemara said, look, we have a machlokas hatanam, whether Beis HaKnesses is chayav or pater. And so that could explain the spread earlier among the braces, whether Beis HaKnesses is chayav or pater. Right? Because earlier, in the middle of Yud Aleph and Beis, Tanya Rabbanan, Beis HaKnesses is chayav and mezuzah. And then Tanya Idach, the first wide line, Beis HaKnesses is Matana Benegam, meaning that's it's a regular bias. But then the Gemara had a stira with a different bryce that says that Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash is not Matana Benegam. So the Gemara had said, well, how do you understand the, it seems like a two contradictory bryces, whether there's Tumas Tsaras in the Beis HaKnesses or not. So the Gemara first says maybe that corresponds to the Machlokas, whether Beis HaKnesses is a chayv mezuzah or not chayv mezuzah. Okay. Then, and the Tosis points out, presumably we paskin like the Chachamim. It's the first line, the bottom Tosis Yalfa Beis. Machlokas is remain the Chachamim, presumably paskin not the Chachamim. Beis HaKnesses is Pater, and therefore Beis HaKnesses at this point of the world would also not be have Tumas Tsaras. And unless there's a Beis Dira L'chazna, unless you have a space where the shul, where the Shamas lives. My grandfather-in-law, I think he made use of such a space. And he came to YU, Melch Shechter, he came to YU many, many decades ago as a 16-year-old. I believe he arrived in the spring from Romania to New York and came to as a student in YU. And then at the end of the semester, they closed the dorms and he needed a place to sleep for the summer. He found I think it was still the Lower East Side days, he found a shul. Where the Shamas had a little room that he lived within the shul building. Oh, and the Shamas said he could, yeah, Shamas said he could be my roommate for the summer. Beis Dira L'chazan. It's less than a century ago. And then the Gemara says there are other ways of understanding the two brises about whether there's Tumas Tsaras on a Beis HaKnesses or not, which the Gemara sounds like it's equating in many ways to the din of a mezuzah. The definition of bias is going to be parallel for mezuzah or Beis Dira. Will be parallel for mezuzah and for Tumas Tsaras, as much as the Brisa saw last year in Masechta Sukkah talks about the requirement for Dalad Dalad. The requirement for Dalad Dalad also is something that stretches across many different areas of halacha that have a concept of bias. Some of saras and mezuzah, makkah, and so on and so forth. See, here too, here it's not about the structure of the house, but here it's about the dira. So we're assuming that the issues are the same. So either the two brises that debate whether or not the saras on a Beis HaKnesses, that's the same machlokas. It's not a stira, it's a machlokas. That's a machlokas of Chamer of Meir, but whether Beis HaKnesses is chayav and mezuzah or not. Or the Gemara says, maybe both brises follow the Chachamim, which again accords with what Tosis pointed out. We pass on the Chachamim. So we would be happier saying that both brises are the halacha. So then how do you explain the difference? You just said, is by Beis Dira, less by Beis Dira, depends. The Chacham say that in general, the default Beis HaKnesses is part of, you have a Beis Dira, you're chayiv. And then the Gemara gives a third solution. Could be neither one, both Allah Chachamim, and neither one has a Beis Dira. So how come one Brisa says it's Another one has a base deer l'chazan. Another one has a place where the shamas lives. And yet, one of them is chayiv for because of a different factor. Hard to krachim, hard to kfarim. Depends whether it's in a big city or a little village. Depends whether it's a big city or a little village. So what's the difference in a big city or a little village? So Rashi explains that you have a big city, you have people coming from all over the place. Malkum Shavakim is Kapitan Mukomas Harbin. A big city with that has a large commercial area, so you're going to draw people from all over the place. And people come to shul, the people who come to shul aren't necessarily residents of this city, they're just here on business. So it's a city, a suya la kolaba. So a shul in a big city is meant for to be for anyone. Anyone who wants to come to Ain La Bailam Yuchadim. It has no identifiable owners. As opposed to Kfarim, a shul in a little village, which is not a commercial center, called Bailam Nikarim. We can identify all the owners of the shul. Vaharei who could base Hashutim. So that's a partnership. That explains why the Brisa earlier has discussed both Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaShutvin. Because a shul which is chayv and mezuzah is a shul which is a Beis HaShutvin. You know, a little village, I can tell you who the 10, 15, 20, 100, 200, whatever it is, members of the shul are. In other words, Rashi seems to be saying a difference between a partnership and a corporation. The Beis HaKnesses of Shel Kfar is a partnership. There may be a few partners, many partners, but it's a partnership. Whereas the Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim doesn't have Balam Yuchadim. Doesn't really have, I can't list who the owners are. It's public. It's a public space. It's a corporate space. Tosis discusses this as well, in that the bottom Tosis on the Yomid. They express this at greater length than Rashi of the same basic idea. The same basic idea. Now take a look at, with that in mind, so again, what do we have? We have a machlokas hatanam, what's the status of Beis HaKnesses? Presumably, Pasen Lachamim Beis HaKnesses is potter. Potter, unless I have one of two factors which will make it chayiv. Either the chazan lives there, or it's a village shul, and a village shul has identifiable owners. Now that's an interesting point, by the way, because it means that why is the Beis HaKnesses potter? Beis HaKnesses is potter because of the ownership issue. We already touched on this.
We say Beis HaShutvos of Yisraelim
is chayv. Correct. So Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfar is a Beis HaShutvim. I can show you who are the Shutvim that own and use and operate this shul.
Right, so
but Nekrach, it's not Beis HaShutvim because it's just meant it's public space that's meant for everyone. It's corporate as opposed to being a partnership. And this goes back to the issue we saw the Rashba and the Mordechai discussed, and we're going to come more centrally to it in the last in Rish Tadi Aleph, that day in Tosas and Menachas Daf Mem Daled, that Beisecha means not only your dira, where place where you live, that you use, but also Beisecha, that you own it. There has to be Shalcha. That day in Tosas, and that a rental is not Chayiv Min HaTorah, only means Rabbanan, because you need to have ownership as well as dira in order to be Chayiv. So that's what Rashi and Tosas are presenting here as well. You need to have ownership in order to be chayv. It's not enough that we use it as a shul. Who are the owners? But Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfarim, there are identifiable owners. Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim, as Rashi says, there are no Bailam Yuchadim. There aren't specific owners, and therefore it's pater from a rental space that's used by one family is chayv midrabanan, because it looks, it's not really distinguishable from being owned by that family. But a Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim, a big city shul, everyone knows that it's a big city shul, everyone understands that ain lo ba'al miyuchadim, and therefore it stays on the din daraisa that there's no ownership, no specific ownership, you're not chayv. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Did we take out the Kaddish aspect of
that? Right now we haven't seen Kaddish yet. We're going to come to that.
So what's in that case, I wonder, what's the difference then between that and like Shar Ha'ir? Meaning, Chora, Shara'ir, is also owned. There's no identifiable owner to the Shara'ir. It's just owned by the city collectively.
Yes.
And therefore, it's still just Shvi'i Chayiv.
Right, so Shara'ir, we discussed at least, that's an interesting point. We discussed two reasons why Shara'ir Chatzeres and Shara'ir Yaros are Chayiv. They said, Machlons are Rasha Me'im Manoach, whether it's because.
Extension of
that. Right, so this, it's a Shara into the different homes, and the homes are privately held. Or is it that the streets themselves, the chutzah itself, is chayiv, even though it doesn't have roofs? That's an interesting point. You have to see that the Rishonim who hold that the ear itself is chayiv, so maybe you have to see if they talk a hold that you don't need ownership. And that would be interesting if that lines up. I mean, a chutzah is privately held by the families that live there, but Shara Yar, Shara Medinos, That you're right. That it does sound seem like a public space. It's under the feudal system, where the streets of the city are owned by whoever the feudal lord is. Probably this is pre-feudal era. Okay, let's take a look and say that's interesting. Yeah, we have to do our homework and follow the paper trail and see is there a correspondence that the Rishonim, is it true that the Rishonim will hold that. Shari Chatzeres and Yaros are chayiv because you don't need a roof. The ear itself is chayiv. Are they also among those who hold their ownership is not necessary? Let's take a look. Shulchan Aruch. Beis Haknesset Sif Gimel and Sif Yud. Beis Haknesset Sif Gimel. Beis Haknesset and Yeshua Dira L'Shum Adam Chayiv Mezuzah. If anyone lives in the shul, that's obviously a tip to the. That's a tip of the hat of the. So then your chayiv mezuzah. Implication obviously being, otherwise you are potter. Says Rama, in base dira ba'azara shlifnei beis haknesses, azara chayiv es beis haknesses potter. You have a lobby, it sounds like, an outdoor lobby or indoor lobby, and then you go into the shul room, the sanctuary. So the fact that that people have dira, in other words, if the Rama is saying, if you walk into the front door, and then you walk into the lobby, there's one door from the lobby that leads to the sanctuary, the actual Beis HaKnesses. There's a different door that leads to the Beis Dira L'Chazen, where the Chazen lives, or alternatively, a different door leads to the social hall, where people eat. So then the front door is Chayiv, because that gets you to the social hall, or to the Chazen's apartment. But the door into the Beis HaKnesses itself, the door into the main sanctuary, would be Pater. As Rama is telling us, when the Gemara said, Beis HaKnesses Yishbo B'Din L'Chazen, that means you go through the shul itself, you go through the sanctuary in order to get to the Shamus's apartment. You see it, I think, more in Eretz Yisrael than in America. We have really a one-room shul. You walk in, you walk through the door, you're in the shul room. There's no lobby. Either minimal lobby or no lobby whatsoever. That's not so common in, certainly not in this part of the United States. You see it more in Eretz Yisrael. So that's Sif Gimel, and that's consistent with what we saw so far. And then you come to Sif Yud. Sif Yud is about Beis HaMedrash. Now, why is Beis HaKnesses in Sif Gimel and Beis HaMedrash in Sif Yud? They shouldn't be so far apart. So the related issues, right? So the answer is simple and not conceptual. The answer is that the Torah and Shulchan Aruch often will organize a siman by mesechtos. So the siman begins with the sugyas, with the sugya and yuma, and the dinim that flow from the sugya and yuma. Then the siman moves to dinim that flow from menachas daf lam and gimel, and then we move to other dinim. So Si'ifim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, He, and Vav, I believe, are all from Yuma. Then Zion already picks up with Menachos. So Beis HaMedrash appears in Beis HaKnesses appears in Yuma. Beis HaMedrash is a Gemara, Menachos, Daflam, and Gimel, so that's why it comes up here. But we're learning them together because they're conceptually linked. Beis HaMedrash Pater Me'a Mezuzah. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud. Beis HaMedrash is Pater from Mezuzah. But the doorway that you use to get into your house, your private residence is attached to the Beis HaMedrash, so then that sounds like certainly the way Shulchan Aruch is presenting based on the Gemara, that's a door into your house. That's chayiv because your house is chayiv. But the Beis HaMedrash is pater. That's the first sheet that the Shulchan Aruch presents, and then he presents a second sheet. Some say that you are chayev. Some say that you are chayev. V'nochon lachush l'divrehem aval lo yivarech aleha. Shulchan Aruch recommends be machmir for that opinion that Beis HaMedrash is chayev mezuzah, but do not make a bracha because it's a suffix. We've seen this in Poskim before. The first time we've seen the Shulchan Aruch himself lay that out. That this is a suffix, and therefore it's worth being machmir, but you should not make a bracha because it's a suffix brachas lahakal. And now Tosus on the Gemara at all. When the Gemara talks about Beis HaMedrash, the Tosus presents the Astira. Tosus thinks that maybe you should be chayv. Tosus starts to handle it. You chayv, you're not chayv. The Maharam, you saw the tour in the Beis Yosef, quote from Ron Rutenberg, that he thought that the Beis HaMedrash should be chayv mezuzah. Tell the whole story that he had to be learning Beis Medrash. He didn't have a mezuzah. He fell asleep and then he gets a message from a malach in the dream. They really should have a mezuzah. So how do you put all the pieces together here? How do you put all the pieces together? So the first day in the Shulchan Aruch seems to accord well with what we saw in Siv Gimel. Right? Beis HaKnesses is Pater. Beis HaMedrash is Pater as well. Why are you Pater? So we already saw Rashi in places, and here's a unique situation where the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Rashi. Take a look in Sif Tes. Sif Kat and Tes in Pischei Tshuva. Ayin Tosfos. Parakama diyuma yiral from a beis. Dimasal she'ein shekasum haya beis hamedrash shal yachid velo shal rabim chayiv mezuzah. If you have a beis hamedrash, it's only owned by an individual, not a public beis hamedrash for everyone to use. So then you're taka chayiv. That's Rashi and Tosfos that we saw in Maseches Yuma. So that's the first approach to understanding why beis haknes beis hamedrash are pater, and that's an issue of Bailus. And then the Shach wants to know, so how do you understand the second day? The day that Beis Medrash is Chayiv and Beis HaKnesses is Pater, and they're not connected. So how do you understand differentiating between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash? According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's all the same. Is it privately held by an individual or by a partnership, or is it public? It's a public corporation. But the second day in Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to read things that way. Second day in Shulchan Aruch seems to understand that Beis HaMedrash is different than Beis HaKnesses. So the Shach addresses that in Sifkat Yutes. Lo dami lo Beis HaKnesses la'al Sif Gimel. De'en l'chai b'mezuzah. L'mki yeshua Beis Dira. Beis HaKnesses, we said before, only if you have a Beis Dira. So the Beis HaMedrash, kevin sha talmidim yoshrim bo me'aboker v'ad erev, dome l'dira. He says, if you're there all day in the Beis HaMedrash, that's Dira, or Doma L'Dira. Interesting. You don't actually live there, but it's Ki'ilu you live there. That's sufficient Dira to be Mechayiv in Mezuzah. And that, he's based on the Mordechai. This understands that the reason why Beis HaKnesses is Potur is the same as the Dinim that appear in Se'if Yud Aleph. Sukkas HaChag Bechag, Baisha Besvina, Chanuisha Beshvakim, Peturim Mezuzah. Sif Yud Aleph is a list of three different cases: a sukkah and a cabin on a boat, and stores in the shuk. I have to figure out what that means. Those are Shulchan Aruch quotes Pater from Mezuzah. You look in the Rambam, the source of Sif Yud Aleph, it's clear it's Pater from Mezuzah because it lacks Diras Keva. Your stay there is too aroy, right? That's the Gemara talks about the sukkah. And Baisha Basvina Chinisha Rishvakim as well. Now we're not up to that yet. I have to dig in a little bit into why those are not kavua. Why is a house on a boat not kavua? Why the store is not kavua? But the Shach tells us here too. It's based on the Mordechai. It's an issue of kvias. In other words, the difference between the reason why a shul is patur is not because it's publicly held. The reason why a shul is patur is because you're not there that often. You come for shachris. You come for mincha ma'ariv all day long, 22 hours a day. The shul is empty. That's not sufficient dira to be chayav. That's considered dira saroi. You have a base of measure, so people are learning 10, 12 hours a day or more. That's already considered to be a dira keva. And then finally, there's a third approach, and that is the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, where he enumerates the 10 tanan to chayav mezuzah. So four of them had to do with usage, with the quality, not the structure, but the quality of the room. So it has to be diras adam. People have to have dira. And diras adam specifically means for the Rambam, as opposed to mere storage. Rambam holds that storage is patur. He says it has to be a diras kavod, that the sort of use you have of the room has to be something which is a dignified use, something for which people are, the function of the room is one for which people are clothed, as opposed to a bathroom or a bathhouse. Number three, Rambam says it has to be diras keva. Number four, he says it has to be chol. That's based on this brisa, the fundamental seminal brisa that starts the Bayim Yud Alpha and Alpha, goes on to Yud Alpha and Beis. The different types of dira, the different aspects of dira that are required. It has to have dira, and it has to have dira's kavod. And it has to be chol. Now the brisa says, the way we have the girsa, yochol shani marba af harabayis halishkos ha'azar. So the brisa says, I might think that your chayv mezuzah in the Beis HaMikdash, tamanora bias means that it's chol, as opposed to this which is kodesh. So the way that brisa appears in our girsa of the Gemara, the tenai of chol just excludes Harabayis and Beis HaMikdash. But if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, he mentions that it has to be Chol as opposed to Kodesh. If you look in Perek Vav Halacha Vav, where he actually elaborates on those dinim, he lists Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash under the rubric of Kodesh as opposed to Chol. Rambam says the reason why you're Pater on a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, it's not because it's not Kavua, it's not because it's not owned. Rambam doesn't require ownership. It's because it's Kodesh. It appears that he must have had different gears in the Brisa. And I found, you look in the Ritva, Ritva indicates that as well. When the Ritva has a Sikum of the Brisa, the beginning of Yirah from the Beis, Ritva and Yuma, so he also makes it sound like that's the gears in the Brisa. The Brisa says that Chol as opposed to Kodesh, the rationale to part of Beis HaMikdash as well as Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Take a look, footnote 517. We got they were bothered by that language of the Ritva. But I think if you look at the Rambam, it all works together. Because the Rambam seems to have had a different girsa in the Brisa that included Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses alongside Beis HaMikdash, and then the Ritva works well. And then the Rambam also understands Kfar and Krach differently. Because according to Rambam, for the Rambam, the issue is Diras Kodesh, as opposed to Diras Chol. So what does it matter whether it's a Kfar or a Krach? We might have Kamina. If you say, according to Rashi and Tosas, we understand, well, that's it, it's a question of ownership. Right? According to Mordechai, maybe you could suggest that the davening may be more kavua. Maybe there are more minyanim in a krach. But for the Rambam, diras kodesh, it's a kodesh issue. So why should a Beis HaKnesses in a big city be chayv? It's less holy in the big city. People are more pure and innocent in the kvar than the krach. That's not necessarily true, even if it is. That has nothing to do with the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. So the Rambam explains. Rambam says, it's because the reason why you're chayv in the kfarim is because that's where people who are passing through will live in the shul. They're going to sleep overnight in the shul. In a big city, it doesn't happen. Big city, there'll be somewhere else for them to sleep. But in a little village, there's no hotel. Where do people sleep when they're passing through a little village? They'll sleep in shul. So then it's not just Diras Kodesh. There is Diras Kodesh. We use the shul for davening and for Kriyas HaTorah and so forth. They also use the shul for people to sleep. It has a Diras Kodesh, has a Diras Hall as well. So in Meila, it's Chayiv. It should be, no, just, and just to think this through a little bit, for Rashi, Kfar is the main for Rashi, Krach is Patr because there's no ownership. The Kfar, they're owners, so then there's no reason to be Patr. For Rambam, Krach is Patr because it's purely Diras Kodesh, but the Kfar introduces a new type of Dira, which is going to be Mechayev. And the truth is, this Rambam also helps us understand the Ritva as a Kasha. The end of Yidalf on the days, the ritual wants to know, how come the Gemara is talking about Beis Dira L'Chazan? Chazan HaKnesses. Only if there's a space for the Shamas? And how about the Achsenoim that the Gemara discusses elsewhere? Gemara talks about Arvei Psachim and elsewhere. People who would live in the shul, passers through, who will temporarily live in the shul, guests. So the ritual wants to know, why the Gemara specify Chazan HaKnesses? Why not even the... Let's say there was no Beis Dira of the Chazan HaKnesses, but the Achsenayim live in the shul. For the Rambam, it works well. The Gemara did mention that. First the Gemara spoke about Chazan HaKnesses, and then the Gemara spoke about the Kfarim. In the Kfarim, then Yetaka have... the Kfarim is synonymous with Achsenayim. That's the point of Kfar for the Rambam. A Kfar is a shul that has Achsenayim. So those are the three shitos in terms of how come Beis HaKnesses is Pater. Is it because there's no Bailus, the approach of Rashi and Tosis? Is it because it's a Diras Aroi, the approach of the Mordechai? Or is it because it's Kodesh, the approach of the Rambam? And we saw the some of the Nafkaminas that emerge. Do we care about ownership? Do we care about whether or not they're Achsenon? And should Beis HaMedrash be the same or not? Right, that approach of the Mordechai. That a well-used base measure is going to be very different than a typically used, well-used base measure may be very different than a well-used shul, unless it's a minion factory. A well-used shul may still only be in use for a very small percentage of the day, while a well-used base measure is not. And that again was the Shach had quoted the Mordechai to explain why we differentiate the second day in Sif Yud, differentiates between base HaKnesses and base HaMedrash. Now, the minig is that we do generally put the common practice in most shuls, in most batei medrash, there are exceptions, but most shuls and most batei medrash do have a mezuzah up. Based on medrash, that's 2 days in the mechaber and sefer. The mechaber recommends that you should put up a mezuzah. Based on knesses, there aren't 2 days. The mechaber just says, if you have a Beis Dira L'Chazan, or someone else lives there, you have Achsenayim, so you're Chayiv. But if not, then you're Patur. We don't have, in our shuls, we don't have people sleeping on the benches, or sleeping in the pew. And people sometimes perhaps take a nap at some point during the rabbi's drasha. But that's try not a Dira, hopefully that's not a Dira's Keva. So it's striking that it's so commonplace to have a mezuzah on the main sanctuary. So again, the front door gets you to the social hall as well. There's the Beis Dira. But the Ramah had said, if the main sanctuary is off to the side, that the door to the main sanctuary is not the front door of the building, so the main sanctuary should be patur, even if there are other rooms in the complex, other rooms in the building which have Dira's hall. So it's a striking minhag that we have. It's so widespread. I'm told that Rabbi, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm told that Rabbi Willig does not have a mezuzah up on the main sanctuary in Young Israel Riverdale, which would accord with the straight reading of Shulchan Aruch. Beis HaMedrash, yes. Beis HaKnesses, no. So if it's not a room that's used for seeing and learning, just a room that's used for davening, So then you would be potter. So, but that's not the common practice. Next time any of you are in Yingsville River, take a look, see if what I heard was correct or not. But so what do you do with our practice? So you take a look at Taz and Sivkot and Tess, commenting on Sif Yud. He quotes the tour quoting Rami Rutenberg, that he had the mezuzah because he fell asleep. They used to have these frightening dreams. I think some versions of it have that he was actually given a message in one of the dreams that he ought to put up a mezuzah. The problem is that it's hard to apply the Taz to our shuls, our main sanctuary, because number one, it was a private space. According to Rashi and Tosfos, I mean, it sounds like if you look in the original, it sounds like Maram's had a cheder limud in his house. He had a study where he sat and learned. That was a private Beis HaMedrash. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, the whole Ptur Beis HaKnesset Beis HaMedrash is because it's a public. This is an example of a publicly held building. Private Beis HaMedrash, of course, is chad. And according to the Rambam, he sounds like he would take naps there. Doesn't sound like he fell asleep by accident. Sound like that was the way he learned. And then at some point he would take it, put his head down for a while. Sounds like that was a kfiyah. So he put his head down for a while, wake up, and he would be refreshed to learn. So that should be part of lacha. That should be chayv lacha. All this. And plus, according to the Shach had explained to us why Beis HaKnesset is different than Beis HaMedrash because of kfiyahs. So it's hard to apply the Rami Rutenberg as it stands, as it's usually quoted, to the shul. But if you look in the Beragola,